Well, it's interesting when you start to look at some of the information that is out there, particularly some of the things that the customers are reporting, that start to reveal some of the details of what might have happened. Although it's really difficult to know, it does look like the systems were compromised that BAE were running to take the transactions and the flight bookings. And from that, you know, they've leaked the data around their customers. And that's had obviously had at some point now knock on impact in terms of financial repercussions for some of their customers on the face of it.
It's very specific, though, about the dates, isn't it? This 15-day period when they say the breach happened. Does that tell us, therefore, that it's not some big database that's been compromised, but perhaps, you know, as customers have been typing in their details to book a flight, for example, that's when the data has been taken?
Yeah, so it doesn't look like it's a wholesale data extraction from their systems. It looks like one of the intermediary systems has been compromised, and that's provided the data leak. I mean, 15 days is actually quite a fast turnaround from detection to remediation. So understanding where that attack has happened and then being able to put remediation techniques in place is actually quite speedy. Some of the evidence that we've seen in other attacks indicate that the attackers have been in systems for years and they've not been detected. So this detection in terms of 15 days is quite fast.
Is there anything new about this type of hack, or is it the same old cybercrime?
Well, some of the experts are indicating that these are quite sophisticated techniques that are being used to get access to the systems. But without more details, it's really hard to understand what's actually happened. But the interesting piece of information that seems to have been disclosed is the fact that the attackers have got hold of the three-digit number on the back of the credit cards, which is not normally stored by the transaction processors. So that means that it's capturing that data as it goes through the system for processing payments. So as you've indicated, it's not really a wholesale database breach, but it's an attack on a particular intermediate system. And only time will tell as to how the attackers got onto that system. It could have been through some form of social engineering attack, or it could have been a direct targeted attack against the software or the application platforms that are running on those BAE systems.
BA is pretty adamant that people's passport information hasn't been compromised, but if they've been sort of sucking the data off as you've been typing it in, I mean, you often have to put your passport details in when booking a flight, so do you think that we can be 100% confident that that information hasn't been compromised?
It's difficult to tell at this stage, but I think we should be aware that that is a possibility. I mean, the key thing for the BA clients is that they start to take some remedial action, starting to make sure that they're checking their bank accounts. The NCSC have put up advice and guidance on their website about how their clients, BA clients, should respond. And actions they should take, and really any victims or potential victims should be reporting what they believe to be crimes to places like Action Fraud, so they have a record of any activity and any crime that they think has been committed against them.